We are close to finishing this recording, but before we conclude, we have news of a special offer for Chatterbox listeners. Do you enjoy Neil Haverson's last words in Chatterbox Let's Talk? Do you have a CD player? If the answer to both these questions is yes, we have great news for you. Neil has published an autobiography entitled Ink in My Blood. This has been recorded by one of his sons, Nick, known in Neil's columns as Brat Minor. Neil and his publisher are offering up to 50 free copies of the CD to Chatterbox listeners. If you would like to receive one, all you have to do is send your name and address to Paul Dixon, 8 Bridge Court, Fishergate, Norwich, NR3, 1UE. Or you can email paul@pauldixonbooks.co.uk. That's Paul Dixon, 8 Bridge Court, Fishergate, Norwich, NR3, 1UE. Or email paul@pauldixonbooks.co.uk. The offer is subject to availability while stocks last, so if you would like a copy, send a message to Paul Dixon as soon as you can.
You've been listening to edition 2105 of Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper, produced by Chatterbox during the coronavirus crisis and using material from the Eastern Daily Press. You can listen to the two weekly editions on smart speakers by asking your Amazon Echo to enable my talking newspaper. You can listen online at our website, www.cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Or you can phone 01603 327 789. That's 01603 327 789. This edition of Chatterbox was recorded by me, Jane Evans, and by Robin Quine. The editor was David Potten, and the sound editor was Tim Edwards. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. If you have any comments, you can send them by email to contact@cbtn.org.uk. That's contact@cbtn.org.uk. You can also leave us a message by calling 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. If you're listening on a memory stick, please return it to us when you've listened to the recording. Place the memory stick back in the wallet, turn over the address label, and pop it in a letterbox. There's no charge for postage. And remember, immediately after this recording, you can hear the June 2020 edition of Norfolk Magazine.